107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Lots to celebrate in Stratford. Dan Kane joins us with the Rotary Club of Stratford, also with GoTech. And Dan, it is wonderful to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Jamie, thank you so much for the invitation.
This and is great. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Yeah. President now with the Rotary Club of Stratford. So you had the sort of official handoff or the passing of the gavel, I guess you could say, on the June meeting. Is that right?
Yeah. So the Rotary year starts in July. Just Rotary International, that's the way it works.
Okay.
So end of June, Craig Pierce, who did a fantastic job of with us as president for his term, passed off to me, and he passed off, there's a gavel that gets passed back and forth, and I'm afraid that you might even bring up the jacket
okay,
that gets
yes,
passed off.
Yes, I saw the photos, because he's got a jacket in the one photo and then on the other, so
yeah.
There's a jacket as well.
There's a jacket. It's a stunning blue smoking jacket.
Okay. That's like golf. Or the green jacket.
Exactly. Rarely does it get seen in the wild, but
but you look good in it. And again, congratulations on this. So I guess now, do you have a theme? Is that a Rotary Club of Stratford thing that you have a theme each year? Or something
yeah.
Like that?
So that's actually put down by Rotary International.
Okay.
And I'm glad you brought it up because our theme this year is Unite for Good. And we're looking at it from two different ways. So we Unite for Good, obviously the good part is easy. The Unite part is we're looking at not only the Rotary Club of Stratford, not only the other clubs that are in the area, but we're also looking at everybody that helps Rotary. So if you help Rotary with, if you're on the Aquabox side of things, if you're Global Medic, then you're one of our partners and you're uniting with us for good. So we've done a few things recently just with other clubs in the area. So obviously, we work with the Rotary Club, but we've worked with the Downey Optimists. We've worked with the Kinsmen, and both of those organizations have come back and helped us out with the Aquabox. So that's first part of the Unite for Good. The second part of the Unite for Good is the Unite based on time. So we're uniting across, for the Rotary Club of Stratford, we're uniting across 103 years. So we have members that have been with our club for 50, 58 years. We have members that have joined just 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, I got another application for another member. So we've got to unite that history that we have as well. And knowing that Rotary changes for different people and how you engage in Rotary and what Rotary means to you is going to change over the 103 years that we've been around. So we've got to respect the traditions and we've also got to be able to welcome in new people.
Yeah, so let's touch on that. Obviously, there's the drive for new members and membership is always top of the list. But Rotary Club of Stratford is really changing with the times, if you will. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, like everything, COVID gave us a chance to reset on a few things. So we took that opportunity when we had to. We were mandated that we had to get rid of our in-person meetings and go to Zoom. And we found that as soon as we did that, we had some people that were still in the workforce that liked the idea of the lunchtime meeting starts at 12, is gone at 1, I can do it from my desk. And they take care of their Rotary obligations through other forms of engagement. So when we came out of lockdown, we went to where we've settled now, which is hybrid meetings. So we do a mix of live and in person. So every second meeting, you can join live. Every meeting, there's an option to join for Zoom. So we've had a real uptick in people that are working that can fill that part of their Rotary obligation, still stay remain engaged, but then do above and beyond and help with the builds and the river cleanups and everything else that we do.
Yeah, and yeah. You talk about some of the partnerships. And again, gosh, it's over 100 years of care and caring for this community with Rotary Club of Stratford. But you were recently at a big conference because Rotary is much beyond Stratford and area.
Yeah, and that was an eye-opener. I really thought
so
that
this was in June, a big conference?
Yeah, sorry. The Rotary conference was in June, and it was in Calgary this year. So it rotates around the world.
Okay.
And this year just happened to be in Calgary, which was great for travel and stuff like that. It really opened my eyes. I thought that I knew Rotary. I know 8% of Rotary. It was just incredible. So 15,000 Rotarians were there. It was in Calgary. The week before we were there, there was another little group called the G7 that were there. Jokingly, we said our 15,000 Rotary members, we covered 140 countries. So we were the R140 that followed up. Spoke to different people in different groups. So there's action groups and there's fellowship groups. And I spoke to somebody who was talking about water safety. And you know, he used to work for the United Nations, and I spoke to somebody else about water safety, and he worked for the WHO. I spoke to an IT guy from Uganda. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Slack-jawed for like 3 days. Yeah, it was incredible.
And that's the connections you're making with Rotary Club of Stratford, because recently there was some Rotarians with a conference that was here in Stratford.
Yeah. So there's multiple levels to Rotary, sure. And there's our local clubs, and then there's the district, and our district is a little unique in that we actually cross over into Michigan. Okay. So there's an international component to our specific district.
Oh, okay.
And then yearly we have a district conference. Catherine Hahn, who just came off of being our district governor, the district governor chooses where the district conference is, so we held it in our our backyard this year. So yeah, that was great. And again, that was a real chance to talk to different clubs and who's struggling with what. What can we help out with? Rotary Club of Stratford specifically, we're a bigger club. We're 103 members right now, plus some honorary, so we're sitting around 110. Most clubs are in the 25 range. That's an average club size. You know, some of our clubs in our district are sitting around the 18-17 mark. So we have the opportunity of a bigger club saying, hey, you know what? If you have a thing that you want to get done and the thing that's holding you back is 15 volunteers, let us know. And, you know, we'll make a trip to Mitchell or St. Mary's or whatever. And if we can help out with some manpower, then, let us do that for you, and you can take care of the other stuff. So
that is awesome. So, again, we're chatting with Dan Kane, new president with Rotary Club of Stratford. We'll talk about the events that are coming up, but, again, let's spotlight the Aqua Box. That's one of the projects that's pretty near and dear to your heart, if you will.
Yeah. Aqua Box is really how I got my step from Rotary as a local organization, because we all know Rotary Hockey and the things that we've done with hospice and respite and all those things. It was a conversation with Walt Bave at our club, and he was the then chair of the Aqua Box committee, and he showed me this. And the Aqua Box is a filtration system for disaster relief, and it gets shipped around the world. The really unique thing about this is we build the kits here in Stratford. So we do an in-person build, 40 to 50 volunteers, and we actually physically assemble the kits. So I tell the story every time we do this, is that our fingerprints are going to be around the world. We've been in Tibet, we've been in Mozambique, we've been in India, we've been everywhere. And that's a thing where it's local work here. We do the administration here, we get the kits here, but it goes everywhere and is literally saving lives. Mm-hmm. We're not just using that as a story.
Right,
we are saving lives.
Yeah. Isn't that just amazing?
Yeah.
That's another fine example right there. So let's talk about some of the events coming up. And you actually even touched on it. Gosh, when you think about things like Rotary Hospice, Stratford, Perth, the Rotary imprint in this community is pretty amazing.
Yeah. And if I can touch on that a little bit. So there's what we do locally, which is Rotary Hockey and Hospice. And we have a request committee and all the things that we do here, environmental projects. And then we move up to the district level where I said we work with other clubs in the area all the way down into the United States. And then we get up into Rotary International, and that's where we get up into our 1.2 million members. And we do things like eradicate polio. And we're down to two countries. I think there's like 8 active cases in the world. We are so close on that. And that's what being part of Rotary does is, yeah, you get to come out and you get to help with Aqua Box and you get to work at the concession booth and you get to do all those things. But our resources, both in terms of personnel and in terms of financial, get to build big things like eradicating polio and worldwide water health and you know, education and training and all of these other things that you get to do. By being a local Rotarian, you get to be part of this bigger organization. And you can do that in multiple ways.
Okay, there you go. So let's talk about some of the events coming up. We have got another big year with you at the helm, shall we say.
And again, I'm just the duck, just gently swimming across the surface. You don't see all the legs and the feet paddling viciously under the water. That's what all of our committees do. I get to wear the stunning blue jacket and talk.
What do we got coming up?
So coming up, we've got Rotary Golf Tournament is coming up in just a couple days. So yeah. July 23rd.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and then we take a little bit of a breather. And then things start fast and furious. So in September, we've got Dragon Boat, October, we've got the Rural Roots Car Rally, which we partner with the museum on. Scotch Mist, Christmas Craft Festival. Take a little bit of a breather over Christmas, and then we're back at it in the spring with Rural Urban, Home and Leisure. And then throughout the year, we've started working with Whiteman on Rotary Bingo. So Tuesday nights, especially during the winter, grab the family and some popcorn and check out some bingo on Tuesday nights.
Awesome. So many events coming up. And thanks for the reminder on the golf tournament, because that's just a few days away. So
coming up.
Fantastic. Dan Kane, president with Rotary Club of Stratford. And Dan, just before we let you go, of course, there's GoTech. How did the get-togethers happen? Or how did they go with the information sessions with Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association?
They were great. They went really well.
It was a while back. But,
Yeah. It's so funny how time compresses and expands and all that stuff. They were really well attended, and just some great discussion. And again, we did some things on artificial intelligence, and we did some things on security and just trying to make people safe out there. And well received. And I'm sure we'll reboot something again in the fall.
There you go. So if folks want more details with the Rotary Club of Stratford, want to maybe become a member, just get some details or help out in any way they can, what's the best way?
Best way is go through the website, rotarystratford.com. And all the details are there. On top of it, there's our schedule for our weekly speakers. If there's a weekly speaker that you're interested in, you don't have to be a Rotary member to come out and see them. So we had a great discussion last week on the city assets and how they decide what streets get paved and things like that. It was fascinating.
Okay.
So if you're on our website and you see something that interests you as far as a speaker, come on out and join us and enjoy.
And be a part of it. Rotary Club of Stratford, Dan Kane. Congratulations, Dan. Thanks again,
Jamie.